This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, she asked, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not wanting to spend the holidays with my aunt? But hold on, there's more.
Oh, but wait.
Because I had to ask questions about this. I had so many questions when I saw this one. Okay, she says, hi, Allie and DZ. Am I the jerk for not wanting to spend the holidays with my aunt? My aunt has a history of making fake Facebook accounts. She's even used my middle name once. And I always find it really strange. And she just makes up some excuse as to why she does it. Well, this past week, she made a new fake Facebook and used my mom's picture as the profile.
Oh.
And the cover photo of my mom and I.
Oh.
I immediately texted her. And she admitted it was her, and I told her how weird it was. She told me she doesn't care what I think's weird. After going back and forth with her, she said to me, well, I guess I will take it down since you think it's so weird. Who wouldn't, though? My mom, of course, texted her, and she couldn't understand why we thought it was so weird. She wasn't apologizing until my mom finally said to her, instead of making all these excuses, you could just apologize. Am I the jerk for not wanting to be around her during the holidays? Apologize for making the fake account with her pictures.
I got it.
Okay, so then my first thought, of course.
She catfishing with the fam?
Well, I was really confused but I read this and I went, okay, hold on. I'm confused in the sense of, why is she making the fake Facebook accounts? Like, how does this... Are you just annoyed with her?
Right. Why do the two equate and you don't want her around?
Right. Are you just annoyed with her because she's weird?
Some family members are weird.
You've had burner accounts, but I've never, like, used...
I've never had a burner account.
Years ago. Trust me, it was the only way to bust somebody cheating. Trust me. It worked, but I haven't had one in years I'll stalk on you with my real profile. Now, and I don't care if you see it.
Say it with your
I'll
chest.
Creep on you for real.
Yeah.
I hope I accidentally followed you. It's happened, trust me. But I'm saying there are people that do this. What is even, and it's even weirder that you're putting people you know as the, that's even, now you're stealing somebody's
identity. That's what I'm
identity.
Saying. You're catfishing with the fam, and that's a level of weirdness where I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Are you also pretending to be them?
So then I wrote her back and I said, I'm confused. I have so many questions. Okay.
Right.
So she did write me back and I said, why is there so many Facebook accounts, basically.
Right.
Like, what's the whole deal?
It's a genuine question, because that's where it's all stemming from, is going, she'd be making fake accounts, we don't want her around the holidays. Mm-hmm. How do those two match up?
Yeah, and she said that she thinks she makes them to spy on people in different... She joins Facebook groups. Does that make sense?
Like private Facebook groups?
Like, yeah, like the Facebook community groups and stuff. She gets on them to watch people with a fake profile.
Like an Are We Dating the Same Dude or whatever.
That too, actually. Something like that. There's a good one. You have to really go crazy. They make you fill out a whole research questionnaire on that one. But yes, this is why.
If she's got to make fake accounts, like, say she's getting kicked out of these groups. Come on.
Or you're just looking at what, because I've had people... In some of these groups, you can see who's viewed it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the leader of the group, it'll say, or even if you're not the leader, it says viewed by 54 people. Have you ever seen those?
Oh, no.
Like my kids' school group, it'll say viewed by, and you can see who viewed it sometimes.
And not who viewed it versus who actually likes and follows.
So
when
I'm in the community Milwaukee group just watching people get messy and fight... I'm there to watch. I don't want to get involved.
Not participate.
I'm watching the comments section. So that's what the aunt's doing, but she needs to do it with her chest.
She needs to
stop creeping on. Because she's probably writing fake comments with her stupid fake account.
But then how does the translation get to now I don't want her around for the holidays?
She's toxic. She's making fake accounts with your picture on them.
Ellie, hold on.
She doesn't want to be with her aunt at the holidays.
You think? Hear me out. Now, since we're talking crazy, I'm thinking crazy.
I don't blame her.
Irrational thoughts going in now. DZ getting crazy, y'all.
Well, your irrational thoughts aren't weird because the aunt's having irrational weird. She's doing weird
this
stuff.
This
is weird. It's irrational to make all these fake accounts.
What if they don't want her
strange?
They don't want her around because they don't want Titi sitting there listening, gathering tea and information that she can then go and be valid with and keep catfishing, pretending to be somebody she's not and checking out because it's like, oh, yeah. I was at the holiday, So they're like, no, they're cutting her off going, you're not even going to be able to pretend to be us because you don't know what's going on in our lives. Mm-hmm. It just so happens to fall on the coincidence of the holiday. Mm-hmm. Holiday might not have nothing to do with it. Mm. They're just cutting her off.
They're just cutting her off because I wouldn't want her around either. Because it's like the aunt who's going to steal from you. She's going to get in my purse next.
Chill out.
Making her fake identities on Facebook. What's next?
Titi got sticky fingers.
Maybe.
Check her pockets on the
way
out.
You said it, not me.
Oh, man. It is about the familia. It's about taking care of each other. It's about giving those family members another chance. And you don't pick your family. Not in always and not in every sense. You know what I mean.
Obviously, I know.
Obviously, you do. But...
414-533-1037. Somebody said, not a jerk, but definitely weird.
Weird. And I don't think y'all got to kick her out of the holidays, though. The holidays are about having people together.
Well,
and
then she needs to stop making Facebook accounts with her picture on it.
I think something's wrong with the aunt that's got her wanting to create these attachments and connections.
Something's wrong with the aunt. I agree with you on that.
She might not feel connected to her family, and kicking her out isn't going to make it any better, y'all.
Megan in Milwaukee said, not the jerk. The aunt shouldn't be using her family's photos. She talked to her about it, and her aunt won't stop. Toxic family doesn't get to come around, but you're saying it's family.
It's family, man.
And even the ones you know what?
And you know
right.
how to you act around the toxic family.
Actually,
you know how to act.
I'm going to Thanksgiving, and there's people I don't want to interact with, and I'm going to be forced to. And I'm already irritated about it, but I'm showing up with my family, aren't I?
That part. I'll clap it up for that.
Thank you, DZ.
It's about showing up.
Thank you.
It's about showing up.
Even though it's going to be a hell of a fight.
Who said we gonna survive it? It's about showing
up. You know what? You're right. Good for us. We're showing up.
It's about showing up.
Let's take calls and texts next. I want to see. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for not wanting to spend the holidays with her aunt. And the reason is her aunt makes Facebook accounts. Fake
Big
ones.
Messy.
She's just messy. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for not wanting to spend the holidays with her aunt. And I said, why? She said she makes fake Facebook accounts and uses our pictures, and she's really weird and annoys us. And she won't stop.
End message.
The end. It took us all that to... That was a quick summary for you.
Good summary, though.
I want to go to the phones, and let's start with our girl in Sheboygan today. How about Lisa?
Oh, snap. We going there?
We're going there. We're definitely going there. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning. Hi.
Good morning. All right. Is Chelsea, I don't know if that's her real name or not, because I copy and paste when they email us, and I don't remember if I changed it.
We changed it.
So if we didn't, whatever. Is she the jerk for not wanting to spend the holidays with her aunt?
This is so weird. Like, what is wrong with this situation?
Lisa, it's weird, but there's people that do this all the time.
Family's weird.
Is even weirder that this is not that weird, is what the creepy part about the fake accounts is.
What's weird is that it's not that weird?
What's weird is that these weirdos are, yes, thank you.
Okay,
but go on.
Okay.
Go on.
Okay. I do think she's the jerk, although it makes me, like, not feel good saying that because it is so weird. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there's clearly something wrong with this aunt in terms of her day-to-day life and whatnot. And I feel like if she does go, which I think she should go to Thanksgiving and the holidays and all of her, like, maybe confronting her in front of the rest of the family verbally in a text message, you're hiding behind your words. Right? So you're not probably getting a real answer or really figuring out why this is happening. Yes, people make fake profiles all the time, but it's for reasons like, like catching
craving
someone
attention.
that's
cheating.
Well, that's
why it's
whatever,
a mental health thing, or if it's not cheating, it's something else weird, which they talk about on the show Catfish all the time. Mm-hmm. They actually dig deep as to why people make fake accounts, and it's never a healthy, they never have a healthy mind.
That show was so successful because this is so weirdly normal.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. it's also
but then why isn't the aunt making like a random name up and picking some random picture on
Facebook?
She's
using family.
I have an answer. I have an answer.
Lisa?
Let me share this moment from therapy with everyone.
Impart us with your wisdom.
My therapist said she loves it when I quote her on the show. But every now and then I look at my therapist and I go, am I crazy for what I just told you? She goes, no, you're not, because you're aware of it. If you're not aware, that's the people you need to be worried about. The aunt is not aware.
She's not.
That's the people you need to be worried
about.
She's
not aware at
all. There's one thing to have self-awareness and go, what am I doing? Do I need to alter behaviors? Is this right? This wrong? For the people that don't know, those are the ones that freak me out.
And
she's right.
And let's remember, the mom has already confronted her own sister, sibling, about this and said, girl,
and she
what?
Doesn't care.
Yeah, she doesn't care. She's unaware. She's unaware.
So confront her in front of some other family and do it politely and respectfully,
but maybe having
a better open conversation in front of more people. At some point, she's going to feel embarrassed about this, I hope, and realize what she's doing. She's a lunatic.
Or remove herself because she's uncomfortable, and then the mission's accomplished either way, right? Still got her out.
Well, and she's doing the thing right now going, I made a fake account. Ha ha. Isn't this funny?
Ain't nobody laughing.
No. All right, Lisa. No. She still said jerk.
Still said jerk, though. Okay. Let her come to Thanksgiving.
All right, Lisa. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Let's go to Maddie in New Berlin next and see what she thinks. Hi, Maddie.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right. Is she a jerk for not wanting to spend the holidays with her aunt who loves to make Facebook accounts?
I was very much on the fence with this because I was like, oh, it's family. But I feel like she's not the jerk because in a way, like, it's almost condoning her behavior by, like, you know, like, spending time with her.
That is fair.
You're
enabling her. You're saying you're enabling the behavior by letting her come to Thanksgiving. Is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like it crossed the line when they used her picture, like the family's pictures and that sort of thing. Because, like, I kind of love the aunt in a way. Like, I think she's crazy, but she's, like... You crazy.
Wait until it's your profile.
Uh-huh. And your picture and your cover photo. Wait.
And what isn't cute about it for me is that she's using family. It'd be one thing if she was using strangers' pictures or family pictures, strangers' names, vice versa, whatever. But she's using family names and family photos, playing family.
Well, Trey in Palmyra texted in and said, good morning, she's a jerk. Chelsea has the perfect opportunity to be petty. Play catfish on TV and comment. Oh, my gosh. All right, Maddie, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Have a great day. Bye.
I love this text. They said, any therapist will tell you it's okay and sometimes necessary to cut out toxic family for your own mental health and personal growth.
I understand that.
Anyone in general.
But we know the holidays are a trying time for a lot of people. Everybody always talks about, oh, the holidays, mm-hmm. it's so good, cheer. Think about the flip. It's not always that much cheer. And if I will say it, for people like this, I feel like the cheer is more few and far in between than for others.
Yeah, that's fair.
Personal opinion.
Hannah's in Milwaukee, as she likes to say.
Morning,
hi, Hannah.
Hannah.
Jinx.
Hello.
What are we, second best? She's like hanging out with us on speaker.
Right? What? Were you busy?
She's like, let me get to the phone, guys.
Let me get.
Hi. I forgot I was on the radio. My bad.
Good morning, Hannah. You're the tiebreaker. Lucky you.
Hannah, which way are you going?
I totally agree with that last text. We have a cray-cray aunt over here, guys.
Cray-cray.
And I know because I have one. I have an aunt who's super cray-cray like this. The problem is they start out like a little crazy and they do stuff like make fake Facebook, you know, pages with family members. And then they start asking for like
approval.
Your social security. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then they start asking for your social security number because they want to give you a car.
Oh, excuse me?
Then they want to use your social security number to do stuff.
Oh, she's talking about how. See, now hold on, Hannah, because I said the next, what's she going to steal next? And DZ laughed, and I'm like, but no, these are the traits.
Your identity.
This is the weird traits people that steal in life do. Like, it's weird.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
It's weird.
It happened to me. So you just, and I'm telling you, like, I used to adore my aunt because she wasn't like super crazy.
She didn't know her.
Just a little cray-cray.
For real, you didn't know her.
And then my mom and my other aunts, because my mom comes from a big family, they were like, okay, no, you need to cut all communication from her because she is not, like, it's just not right.
Most people are savable, but she's one of those that was not. I get it. Yes.
So Hannah's going, no, not the jerk. You got to make your move and protect your peace.
Amen.
Yes, exactly.
Somebody said jerk because this woman is mentally not stable. She's lonely and she will never listen because she can't understand. I know a lady like this, but not letting her be around family might make it worse for her. Trish texted
Thank you, Trish.
DZ said.
That's what I was meaning. But now, I'm sorry, with Hannah's logic, I'm going, hey, yo. I mean, I don't want my identity taken.
No.
Family or not, that's a crime.
Mm-hmm.
No, and she's done this to other people, she's like fallen and like sued people and like
Dang, Hannah.
Dang, we'll have to hear your story another day.
Yeah, you're the next one.
I know.
Jeez. All right. We're bringing up all kinds of family trauma today. Have a great day, Hannah.
Yes, you too. Bye.
Talk soon.
Sandra and East Troy texted in, what are the holidays without a crazy aunt or family member?
Thank you. And I aim to be that crazy, you know, aunt or family member one day.
I already am, but I don't make fake Facebook accounts. I'm just the loud one who's loud, you know?
Hey, there's levels to the crazy. That's all.
At least I'm fun, you know?
Hey, thank you.
So are you, DZ.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'd be crazy in our own regard.
All right. So there you go. Am I the jerk? It turns out.
Hey, friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She is not the jerk for blowing off her family.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.